Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Life is full of things to manage. Your work, your family, your plans, and your treatment. Consider Kesimpta, ofatumumab 20 milligram injection. You can take it yourself from the comfort of home. If you're ready for something different, ask your healthcare provider about Kesimpta and check out the details at kesimpta.com. Brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Hey, friends. This week, October 24th through 26th, that's Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas. Please come out and say hello. It's always great to meet you. Also, tonight, October 22nd, TJ will be at the Apollo Theater in Paris, France. I know we have a big international following, and it'd be cool if some of the 12 and a half are there for that. Okay, thanks for listening. Enjoy this hot, tasty, buttery, spicy pod. Welcome back to Cashing In. You know, sometimes it's difficult to get people to come over and you know, be willing to be interviewed on the show. So I came up with a special plan. I ordered some food, and I figure whoever shows up with my food, I'm just going to kind of give them some questions, some triple bangers and some essential questions of human nature and some practical living in the modern age and some maybe some maskers, and then just do the show with them. So I'm just kind of waiting for my... Who is it?
Oh, Canada, a Maple Leaf and hockey. Delivery.
That voice sounds familiar. That voice sounds really familiar. Let me just open the door here. Whoa, I just opened it. Oh,
hello.
What the? What, who the? Where the Horton hears the who? What? The what? TJ Miller!
Yes!
How you doing, buddy? This is such a shock that I actually called you.
Who knew that
I ordered
in
some
Canada,
food from you. Who knew?
I would be delivering food.
In what world?
The sheer audacity
of TJ Miller being here. And I ordered something very specific.
What a beautiful coincidence. I'm excited to be here, but I have bad news.
What is it?
So, and are you recording this? Or you wouldn't be, because I already looked through the armoire.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're not recording this.
Well, between you and me, I went to, you ordered food online, and I, rightfully so, offered a fully loaded baked potato, which is what Jungle Jim's, the restaurant in the West Edmonton Mall, Jungle Jim's G. is nowhere to be found. It's Jungle.
Fully loaded.
J-I-M apostrophe S. Yeah. It's an actual man named Jim. Maybe last name Jim, first name Jungle. And he is offering a fully loaded baked potato.
Not semi-loaded, fully loaded.
I don't even think anyone would see that and think semi-loaded, much less barely loaded. But I, in waiting for your order, I ordered myself a fully loaded baked potato.
Yeah.
And I have to be straightforward, and I don't like bad-mouthing businesses. They call me the original Yelp gangster, and I go on Yelp, and I only give good reviews. And I'm very specific about pizza restaurants, and I can't, in good conscience, not say that Jungle Jim's advertises a fully loaded baked potato, and what came out was a barely loaded baked potato.
Oof.
It was... Look, when you say fully loaded, you're thinking more loaded than baked potato,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are thinking.
Well, you can't find the baked potato underneath all the loadedness.
That's a great
underneath
point.
The loadedness.
You're great. You're underneath the lotus? The lotus.
The loadedness.
Oh, the loadedness.
The high.
The lotus. I don't want a baked potato.
Such
with
a high load.
I just do not
I want
need
such
any
a high
lotus.
Load, I can't find the potato.
I don't want any insects or plagues.
Yeah.
But yes, you're looking through the loadedness to find the, you know that expression, you can't see the forest through the trees?
Yeah.
You can't see the baked potato through the loadedness.
Right, right.
The
high loadedness.
The lotusness.
Yeah.
You can't. And, you know, this baked potato arrived, and I was looking around going, where's the loaded... Not only is it not even loaded, I can't even figure out where it's loaded. I mean, it was baked potato.
Okay, okay.
And then I would be generous to say that it was barely loaded. There was a dollop of sour cream, maybe a dollop.
Yeah.
Too many bacon bits. You know, no one is saying, hey, I'd like a... You know, you get a really fully loaded baked potato, and you go, well, "Where's I wanted more bacon." Nobody's saying that. Chives all over the place.
That's how they get you.
Too many chives.
That's how they get you.
Too many chives.
Because they the greenness, they think, hey, they'll be impressed with the chives.
Well, also part of it is chives are cheap.
That's, exactly.
That's what.
What's the price of chives?
That's what my
when I go
grandfather's
to a country.
Wife used to say. Some people say my grandmother, my grandfather's wife used to say chives are cheap, you know? And she would serve us. You know, she used to have a chive lasagna that was just chives. So we would just eat chives raw and whole, and she would demand that we call them lasagna. So...
That the first thing when I get in a new city, the first thing I want to know is, what are the price of chives? A lot of people worry about the gas prices.
Yeah, people say they go,
what are the chive prices?
I go, what is your chive baseline price? What are the common chives going for, as I call them, the chaman chives?
And then I'll come home. I'll say to April, I'll say, look, I couldn't even get chives for less than a dollar.
And she's going, Cash,
that's
where
how expensive
the money
it
go?
Was.
Where did the money go? And you're going... It's chives, baby. It's
mainly chives. You know I have a chives addiction.
You have a chives problem, and that's fine. And we all have our vices.
We do.
We all have our vices.
And yes.
Cassius is the chives.
Yeah.
Or as he's come to be known, Chive Levy. They've been saying, they've been calling him Chives. Chives. Chash. So
they were
get this all by the way. This is all leading up to a very specific real
a reveal.
Point. No,
no,
yeah, of course.
I'm waiting for the reveal. Because I can see
I
what you've
very,
brought.
I have a very real point. So yes, okay. I brought what Jungle Jim's calls
perceives.
Two I don't think they're perceiving it. I think they
Are they lying to themselves or lying to their customers? That's the question.
Who's to tell when the customer is the owner? Of the business that serves the chives. We've got...
I don't know what that meant.
We have two, what they're calling, fully...
They've blurred the line between customer, client, and owner.
And chive.
And chives.
Fully loaded.
Fully.
Baked potatoes. Mm-hmm. I brought you two.
Yeah.
Fully loaded baked potatoes. Now... Yeah. This is the problem. The first, I can't even believe we're in Canada.
Yeah. Which
these are spuds.
Oh, did they? Okay.
So they actually call them fully loaded spuds. Now
they're different here in Canada.
They are.
Last night's show.
They call McDonald's Tim Hortons. They call beer maple syrup. They call baked potatoes sacks of bullshit.
Last night's show.
So it says, go ahead.
There was more gauges in the crowd. There were more people that had holes in their ears.
Who?
I was looking through the crowd and I couldn't see the crowd because there were so many. It was like performing for Swiss cheese. There were so many gauges in the front row. So many different holes in people's bodies.
And is like, I want to expand my earlobe. That's going to be the focus for the next couple years. In what world?
The sheer audacity.
So, fully loaded spuds. And I ordered a fully loaded spud before I got your two fully loaded spuds to bring out.
And I appreciate that, by the way.
And this
Thank
spud,
you for bringing
no
it
problem.
Over.
Well, it is a problem, actually. So, my spud arrived. And fully loaded would be like you pulling out your dick in front of a girl and saying, get ready for 10 feet of pleasure. And she says, where's your dick? I can't see it. All I see is vegetable oil rubbed on a fucking popsicle stick.
And is you're that a, going, and she
that
says,
make, that doesn't even make a lick of sense.
Yeah. And she says, is that a chive? Or are you just happy to see me?
She goes, and you just try and make a joke out of it and go,
Stand a child.
So, and if you're not laughing right now, you have no will to live. You should end it right now. If you're listening to this and you didn't laugh at the stand a child,
we were literally in sync.
I mean,
if there was a band, if Justin Timberlake would have been like,
I could have done better.
I stand corrected. Let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our sponsor, Mac Weldon. You know, one of my favorite things about doing this podcast is all the great stuff the 12 and a half brings to the show and shares with me. The ladles, the Yoda, the Yentl posters. Now I can add Mac Weldon to one of the great benefits of doing this show. They send me amazing clothing that I really like to wear. It's comfortable. I can wear my sweats and shorts anywhere. It's easy to order. Shows up a few days after I order it. It's just so convenient. Mack Weldon, their mission is simple, to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed, and shopping for them is easy and convenient. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you will ever wear, and I can attest to that. I'm wearing it every day. Right now, I'm wearing my Donkey and the Jeff t-shirt up top, down below, 100% Mack Weldon. They want you to be comfortable. If you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they will still refund you. No questions asked. What's a better deal than that? So, for 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com and enter promo code CASHINGIN. That's 20% off your first order. Visit macweldon.com and enter promo code CASHINGIN. Mack Weldon, custom fit. That's not their slogan. I just finally had a legitimate use for the phrase, custom fit.
So they brought out this spud. It wasn't fully loaded.
Was it on a cart? Because if it's fully loaded, it should be so heavy you can't carry it. It should be on a cart.
It wasn't fully loaded. It wasn't loaded. It maybe was barely loaded. And I didn't know what to say. I said, look, the spud looks great. Because everything about the spud looked great.
Yeah. Baked the spud well. Itself.
The spud itself was great, but I said, I'm sorry, I don't...
The canvas with
I don't
which
say that this
the chives should be thrown on,
I don't
right?
want to say that this is not fully loaded, but it is not even loaded.
At all.
And, you know, what do? You send the spud back
well,
and
I
say, hey,
you.
Look, hey, can we get the spud back in the kitchen and get it fully loaded? In fact, would it be too much to ask if it just...
if you loaded the smut, would that be a huge problem for you in the fucking kitchen where you're advertising fully loaded smut and barely loaded smut?
I'm not gonna do that. So I sort
but
of,
I FaceTimed you because I can't get cell reception
you,
here.
You really did.
And I saw you talk to the
which
guy.
Which I have never been FaceTimed. When I got a FaceTime from Cash Levy, I was like, this is a robocall from China trying to get my social security number.
Well, I had to FaceTime you, and I saw you at the restaurant, talk to the guy, and he thought you were joking.
Okay, so this is, anyway, yeah. So this is where.
And then you turned to me and you said, why does anyone take me seriously? Which was one of my favorite lines of the day.
So what I
besides,
love is that.
Stand a chance. Yeah. Taking it to the chives.
Taking it to the chives. And if you didn't laugh at that, it's because you didn't kill yourself after the last. So it is real. And this is something I think everybody should really pay attention to, all the 12 and a half. It is real that, and I don't think you necessarily need to be in my position. It is real that if you speak seriously, like with severity, on any subject, people don't know where to land. Not just service industry people, just like people. In general, and they just don't know. They can't. If you're being so serious about something so ridiculous, there's no recourse. They mm-hmm. have to kind of go that route. And so I said to the guy, you saw me, I go, hey, look, these spuds were, which as an American, it's just fun to say.
Yeah.
Hey, these spuds, they were supposed to come fully loaded and, I'm sorry. You have to have humility to it. You can't be like, I demand that these spuds are loaded more. You can't do that. So you got to go, hey, look.
Between you and me.
Between you and me, I.
Just between you and me and the.
Hey, look.
And bring it in. And the wall. So you bring it in. Just
you, me, and the lamppost.
Yeah. You do that. You do the little.
Yeah. You bring in the side because you're going, I want to do this.
You want to be curious about what you're going to say.
I want to say this as little as you want to hear it, but between you and me, this spud is hardly loaded. Yeah. And you know that. I know that.
I think we both know what's happening here. You've got chives and nothing else. Hey,
corporate America. Okay, is looking at us like we're a couple of bronze. Okay, we're not. All right, you know, and I know that this spud is barely loaded, and you're leaning in. You're kind of, I don't.
Bit of an insult to my intelligence to call this a fully loaded spud.
An insult to your intelligence that I have to sit here and say that this spud is what, a quarter loaded, 20% loaded. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Wait. You wake up in the morning.
I love that phrase. What
are we doing here? Hey, you wake up in the morning. You think, hey, I'm going to serve, barely loaded spuds. What am I waking up in the morning going, I'd like to order a fully loaded spud and get less than half of. No.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. So.
Let's not sit here and both smoke up each other's asses about this.
Man to man. Woman to woman. Scottish Terrier to Irish Terrier. Okay. Guinea pig to hamster. Father to uncle. Look at me. Look at me in my eyes and tell me that you think this is fully loaded. It's not. And he kind of gave... Because I had that seriousness. Right? Not all those examples. But yeah. I really was like, you got to give me a break here. And so he, again, didn't know what to do. So he goes... Look. Maybe this is my version of the stink. And he goes, look. I'm gonna go back to the kitchen and tell him to really fully load these two baked potatoes that you're taking to your client, Cash Levy. And I'm going to go ahead and load this spud up. And that's on me.
Myself? He said, he did, he pulled the, I'm going to do this myself card.
I go like this, I go.
The buck stops with me on the fully loaded spots.
You're going to load this spud on you?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, this spud, I'm going to go back and make sure personally.
Wow.
That they fully load this spud.
I'm going to oversee this process, yeah.
I said, well, that's great, yeah. And just, you know, as long as those other two spuds are fully loaded. He said, yeah. Cash, between you and me. He came back with a barely more loaded
spud. Are you serious?
This spud, here's what he did with this spud. It was bacon, far too many chives for any human being.
Yeah.
And a side of sour cream. That's what he thought would be fully loading. By the way, he was reloading the spud. So now we're talking about a barely not even reloaded spud. And what am I supposed to do? Say to him, hey, buddy, nice try, but this is anything but fully loaded as far as the spud goes.
I mean, how many times can you send a spud back? You
can't send. And now you're wondering, are they spitting on the spud? Or are they,
what's going to happen?
Yeah. So I ate the spud. Not even loaded. I mean, Jesus.
You look like it.
I might as well have just gone out back in the alley and eaten a goddamn baked potato with my hand.
Well, I mean, it looks like you've lost weight as far as since I last saw you.
Well, you know what they say
about... And if it was fully loaded, that wouldn't be the case.
You know what they say about...
You're subsisting on only chives at this point.
You know what they say about unloaded spuds? Takes more calories to eat them than celery. So he then brings these spuds, which he assures me these are fully loaded. He even said, he goes, you know, I went... Because I said at one point, I go, hey, look, you know, it's a cheese thing also. I said to him, I said, you know... Fully loaded means like loaded up with cheese. And I've kind of given him the kind of wink of like, cheese doesn't cost that much.
Yeah.
Especially in Canada. Kind of like, you know, really loaded up with the cheese.
Yeah.
It was sort of a tacit, unsaid, let's hit the brakes on the chives.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hit the pedal to the metal on the cheese. And I thought he got it. I really did. I was sure of it. So he brings me back. And I mentioned that it was for you. I said, look, this is... Yeah. I don't know if you know, but I do a podcast. And Cash Levy is the person that I'm bringing these spuds to. And this guy's loaded sometimes, but he's not always fully loaded.
He needs to be fully loaded during the show.
Fully load the spuds.
Yeah.
For Cash. So I said that. I asked him to just double the cheese. These spuds aren't huge.
Yeah.
These are medium-sized spuds at most. So it's not as if they got these extra-large spuds that they are trying to fully load, and they're like, we don't have the resources to fully load these. We've got to ration the loading of the spuds. We can't have enough of the spuds. I can see you worried that me hitting the table affects the audio. But I said, you know, really, load these spuds up. Please, just do that for me. It actually got to that place. I sort of was like, you can't say it, but you want to be like, you know, you fucked up my spud.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let them fuck up these next two spuds. Yeah. Like, really fully load them. Really.
Yeah. Let's not go down this road together.
Let's just not head this direction.
This is going to go to places we don't want to talk about.
So... He brings me this.
Can I open it?
And he says, and I say to him.
Should we reveal at the end of the show?
I think I've talked 2.5 hours about spuds.
Yeah.
I don't know how close are we to. Good 15 minutes left to talk spuds and sacrifice and sadness. He brought me this and he said, here they are. Two fully loaded spuds. And I said, you know, I wasn't pressing him, but I did kind of want to go, are they really fully loaded? Because I just wanted him to be able to be like, you know what? I'm going to go back and load these spuds up more.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He was so confident.
So when you opened it up, what did you say to him? You just felt like he can't.
I'm going
to
open it up for you.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, you haven't opened it yet.
No.
Oh, okay. This is going to be.
But I'm telling you, this guy, and he hadn't been there long. Maybe that's the problem. But that kitchen staff had. And so I said, you know, are these really fully loaded spuds? And he says, yes. And I say, are they? You know, hey, between you and me. They fully load up these spuds.
You know, you have a great...
And he was like, yeah, I know it. Almost as if he had loaded up those spuds himself.
Yeah. You came up with a great idea last night.
But now I got to tell you, I don't think he loaded those spuds himself.
Well, we'll see. We're going to see. But I'm looking forward to this, the great reveal. And then we'll take a picture of it.
And,
we'll post it.
And by the way...
In conjunction with this episode.
Was the kitchen staff, in retaliation... loading even less of these spuds, right? Is that what's behind
this?
At Jungle Gyms in the West?
It's a free for all back there, and you know, because I worked there for quite a while. I didn't mention that.
You used to be.
You didn't bring this up, when I was there. When I was there,
general manager.
When I was there, there was one person whose job was to load the spuds. That was it. Yeah, that was their only job.
I didn't know.
And if we even had specialists.
I did not know that.
I did not know the wild stuff. There was even specialists. There was one person that would load the chives, a separate person to load the cheese.
You almost had separate loading docks.
There were loading docks, stations as they were.
As
they were wont to be. Now, you had a great idea last night, though, which I love. You want to open a pizza place. You want to open a pizza place that...
Oh, okay, I'll pitch this.
It's your baby. Pitch it.
You know, you tell
my
me.
Perception of it was a certain way, but I want you to pitch it.
Yeah, this will be... Tell me what your perception was, because I want to get this business model right.
It's... Okay. My idea...
I'm sick of comedy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of film. I'm sick of television. I want to make this small business work.
Yeah.
So what did you...
Well, my perception of it was you're creating a business, a pizza chain, where there's no crust.
A lot of people just heard him say peaches chain.
Yeah, pizza.
He said pizza.
I said pizza chain, really. And a chain of pizzerias.
Yes.
Yes. Where there's no crust, there's no dough, there's no sauce, there's no other ingredients except cheese.
So I would have done this the opposite direction.
Okay.
So... If I was going to make this joke, let's just imagine that it is my joke.
Oh, I thought this was deadly serious.
Oh, no, it is. But I guess a slightly funnier way would be to introduce the name of the pizza chain and then explain it rather than vice versa.
Okay.
So it's called Just the Cheese Pizza Restaurant.
Okay. I don't remember that part. That was my bad.
Just the Cheese Pizza.
Just the Cheese.
And what it is it's... Again, it's called Just the Cheese Pizza Restaurant Incorporated, and it's just the cheese. So instead of having a pizza with the dough, which has all the carbohydrates, all the acidity of a all-natural organic pizza sauce, it's just the cheese. So we serve you a heaping helping of hot mozzarella cheese directly.
Heaping helping of hot stuff, yeah.
Directly into your hand.
Yeah, into your hand.
So there's no dough, no sauce. It's just the cheese. So we're going to pour scalding, flaming hot cheese.
Into your hand. And my favorite part.
It's sort of an entertainment concept.
Yeah.
Because people scream. Yeah. But you're just going to get the hottest, hellishly hot, scalding pizza cheese in your hand.
But can I tell you my favorite part?
And then you have to try and eat that. Now, I'm starting a sister company called Pizza Glove
Incorporated. That was my favorite part.
And Pizza Glove it's a glove designed to stop your hand from being scalded by the hot.
And there's big money in that. Big money in that.
Scalding hot mozzarella cheese. And we would sell that at Just the Cheese.
Well, and I have
Pizza Restaurants Incorporated.
And I have an auxiliary.
And you can buy it beforehand or afterwards. I don't know why you would buy it.
I have another product for that auxiliary company.
Maybe that's sort of a fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
Fool me three times. Shame on you again.
Yeah, right? Again.
Fool me four times.
And then five.
Shame again. On everyone in the room, yeah, to be honest. Everyone. Fool me five times. Fool shame five. On your parents yeah. for raising you as someone that right. would fool someone five
fool
times.
Fool me six.
Fool me six times. Call a neurologist. Something's going wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, that I'm being fooled this many times.
Yeah. Fool me seven. You may have understood it the first time.
Fool me seven times.
More than you thought.
Shame on the neurologist yeah. for not finding out what's going on here. Yeah. You know? Fool me eight times. Call the police. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is... Fool me nine times. Get out of my apartment. I need you mm-hmm. out of my
Another, yeah.
living space. Fool me 10 times.
Fool me 10.
It looks like you've stayed and watched this fool me bit for too long.
Let's take a break to talk about Mint Mobile. Are you still using one of the big wireless providers in 2019? If you ask yourself why, what really are you paying for? You're just paying for expensive retail stores, hidden fees, inflated prices. It's clear you're being taken advantage of because they know you'll pay. Have you considered Mint Mobile? You really should. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. Mint Mobile saves on retail locations and overhead, then passes those savings directly to you. And this is the future. You might as well accept it now. Get on board with Mint Mobile. Ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. With Mint Mobile, stop paying for unlimited data you'll never use. This happens all the time, where at the end of the month I get a bill and I'm paying for stuff I had no need for. You can choose between plans with 3, 8, or 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month, and that's the truth. So, to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/cashingin. That's mintmobile.com/cashingin. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/cashingin. Look, I have an auxiliary product for
this
your glove company. Yeah, more of
a sister product.
Sister, yeah.
What's a sister's sister?
Yeah,
a cousin.
Exactly, a cousin product, mm-hmm. and that's the old tongue coater, where you
the
actually instead of a the old
tongue coater.
Yeah, the old tongue coater, where you, instead of a glove, you need sort of a glove on your tongue because
a
it's going to be
glove.
Scalding hot.
You talking
cheese.
About a tongue glove?
Well, it's a tongue glove, but I call it the
a
old
club?
I call it the old tongue coater.
The old tongue coater.
It's going to be very thin.
Some people know it's a glove.
Not going to be able to taste.
It's a tongue coater.
It's thick enough though, where you're not going to be able to taste a thing.
Mm.
Nothing. It's well, the old tongue coater.
That's a tandem.
Some call it the old tongue condom.
That's a tandem.
It's a tandem. A tongue condom.
It's a tandem.
You don't want to taste what you're
it's
eating.
It's a tandem tongue and condom.
If you have a really bad cook,
it's a
tandem. My wife is a terrible cook. I should start wearing a tandem. Or actually wear a glove on my tongue where I don't have to taste her food. And I'll just go, this is delicious, honey.
But between you and me, every tongue glove is a lick mitten. Because you don't really need the little
We need this
holes.
on cashphrases.org, the tandem. That's where if you don't like someone's cooking, you wear it on your
I
on
hope
your
you
tongue.
All tune in to our HGTV show, Tandem Lick Mitten Tongue Club.
Lick Mittens.
So what happened was, so I just realized that the more serious I got about this fully loaded spud,
yeah,
the more serious his response was. So then we're in this like weird.
I liked the moment. Just can I go back? I liked the moment when he was like, I'm going to spearhead this operation. Did he say the word spearhead?
No,
I'm going to spearhead
was like,
this.
I'm going to get ahead of this.
Okay.
We're going to make sure the spud is fully loaded.
I'm going to get
both
ahead
spuds.
Of the curve
I
on
said,
this.
Both spuds. He goes, oh, no, yeah, yeah. Almost like he was like, hey, I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm just going to make sure one spud is fully loaded. You got two spuds coming. You got two fully loaded
yeah,
spuds.
Yeah, I've got my eye on the prize, yeah.
So it suddenly began to slip into this like surrealist, farcical experience where I was, of course, jokingly, but seriously saying, look, hey, man, If I pay for a spud, and it's supposed to be fully loaded, between you and me, I want it to be fully loaded. I just, I'm not greedy. If it's loaded, I'm not going to complain to the management. But if it's barely loaded, like mine, buddy, you got to help me out. I love saying that too.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to help me out here. I need a spud fully loaded. And I was bringing it to you. So I'm like, look, this is a good friend of mine. It's my bad. Just, will you fully load it for me? And he, you can't be like, come on, man, you're being ridiculous. You can't. So he had to meet me, not halfway, right at that level, and be like, look, I'm going back there right now, and I'm going to make sure it's fully loaded. And before I said, are we talking about the cheese also? He was like, I'm talking about the cheese also.
Because it's my ass out there.
No.
Did he say that? It's my ass on the line now.
Yeah. Is it? You're not out there delivering barely loaded. That's my ass. That's my.
I'm on the front line.
My dick is in the wind out there.
That's what he said when he went in the kitchen. He went in the kitchen. He's like, I got my bare ass in the wind out there. I want this loaded, and I want it loaded now.
I got my dick on a blacksmith anvil out there.
It's my ass out there.
It's my.
You're hiding in the kitchen.
It's my dick, my balls, my ass.
I'm on the front lines.
Wait, you barely load this? Well, my ass is in the wind. It is cold and humid out there, my mother. So,
I just love to see the speech in the kitchen that he gave those people.
Well, and you know what he probably did was go, hey, this guy.
You're hanging me out to dry.
Yeah, I would love that.
And I won't have it again.
Probably went in and he goes, this fucking guy keeps saying, like, loaded up more. But yeah, I think there is a world where he went in there and he goes, guys, you said fully loaded. He's saying not only barely loaded, but not loaded at all. Let's fully load these spuds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, I don't know what the kitchen staff's problem was. I don't know. But I'm sitting out there, and I'll say this. I will say this.
This is the most ridiculous podcast we've ever done. Time.
But I will say, this is all real. I will say that part of me was like, these spuds are coming in fully loaded. I guess I believe in human nature that much. I think that when a man says, a fully loaded spud is coming your way. And it goes back, and the kitchen staff has pride in themselves. And they know on the menu. They haven't, what are they, not seen the menu? They know it says fully loaded spuds. F-U-L-L. Why the fuck are we still talking
about
this?
Well, do you want to reveal it?
I am.
Are you ready? I'm ready for it.
I'm not. I'm the type of person that says the kitchen staff has pride in what they're doing. This waiter is not going to lie to me. And all of us in this restaurant, in this Jungle Jim's West Edmonton Mall eating establishment, we're not lying to each other. We're not going to lie about this. We say fully loaded, we load it fully. That spud is more loaded than spud. And
let's do it. It's premature.
I guess today was a really hard day for me. I spent a lot of time on YouTube just watching coverage of the Democratic debates and sort of seeing the disrepair, the disarray of democracy in the United States. And I got to be honest, I had a couple of really dark moments where I said, you know, who would even bring a child into this world? That's what I thought.
You can only watch one or two videos on YouTube without feeling that way. I think my limit's one.
But at Jungle Jim's in the West Edmonton Mall, I thought to myself, here we are, human beings, not Democrats, not Americans, not Canadians, human beings.
That have one wish.
Promising each other.
A loaded spud.
Not loaded.
Fully loaded.
Fully loaded spuds. You get what you pay for. I put down my hard-earned Canadian money, which I had to exchange at the airport for an unreasonable commission. Here's my money. And I expected them to say, here is your fully loaded spoke.
You put down your chives and you expected more than chives. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, don't shuck and chive me. All right. I want it. So, and I said, you know, and by the way, this is not for me. I had already ordered a fully loaded
spud. And I'm hungry.
Spud.
I'm very hungry.
I know, but I had already ordered a fully loaded
TJ spud. Said we're not doing a podcast until we do this. Hey, I'm hungry.
I'd already received a barely loaded spud. So I said, you know, I need two spuds fully loaded for not just me, for my friend, for my great friend. And I'm going to give you the rundown because I'm not sure if you've been listening for the last 30 to 2.5 hours, but
this is starting to feel like a filibuster.
I will prevent this non-loading of Spud's law from making it to the Democratic platform. I asked for a fully loaded Spud. The Spud came. It was barely loaded. You said you were hungry. I asked for two more Spuds, fully loaded, as advertised. The waiter at Jungle Gyms in the West Edmonton Mall said, did you not think your spud was loaded enough? I said, I don't think it was fully loaded. I'd love for the two other spuds coming to be fully loaded. And he said, absolutely. Do you want me to reload your current spud?
Fully reload.
And I said, yeah. Look, I'm not asking to, but if you want to go reload my spud fully, then yeah, here's my spud. So he takes the spud back.
The way the spud was meant to be.
So he takes the spud back to the kitchen, and he comes back, and it's a hardly loaded spud. I mean, it's just...
Oh, so you looked at it.
With a side of sour cream. No, this is the original spud.
Oh, the original.
This, okay. This is the spud that came, okay. And it had me going... These next two spuds need to be fully loaded.
I need to know what's in that box. I'm getting hungry.
But he, I know, but he, because we're talking spuds. So he came back and the spud was just hardly loaded.
Right.
Just, and it was a side of sour cream. This isn't a fucking quesadilla, you sweet son of a bitch. This is a fucking spud. So I'm sitting there going, I don't need a fucking side of sour. I need... What was promised? A fully loaded spud.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to, like you said, I'm not going to send back a spud a third time. You know, who knows what they're doing back there.
Right, right.
Sour cream becomes ejaculate. The chives become fucking older chives. The bacon bits are chopped up pieces of fucking fox asshole. Yeah. Who knows?
Then you need a tandem to eat whatever they give you.
Yeah, there you go. Put a tandem on it. You know what? Double bag it. Double tandem. Throw two tandems on that tongue.
Need an esophagus line or two.
Let's double down on that lick, man. So
you need an esophagus liner just to absorb all the terrible ingredients they're throwing in there because they're so angry. You know how the podcast is supposed to ruin
Chive
a life? The podcast is supposed to ruin a life every, what is it, 10 or 15?
12.
12 episodes. This might be the one.
So, the guy brings, and remember, I've paid for all this.
Yeah. I
put all of my hard-earned dollars
hard-earned down. Cash.
And he brings me this carton, which you're about to open right now.
Okay.
And as I said, I sort of grabbed it. I pulled it towards me just a little bit, and I said, these are fully loaded, right?
Did you make eye contact just completely?
This man looked me in the eyes, and he said, oh, yeah, they're fully loaded. And I said, thank you. I really did.
Yeah.
For the first time at Jungle Gyms, and I'll never go there again, but for the first time at Jungle Gyms, in the West Edmonton Mall, I looked a man in the eyes and gave him a heartfelt, Thank you. Thank you for, we've been through this rigmarole.
Yeah.
This circus, this farce of fully loaded, is barely loaded, is hardly loaded, is I'm not going to send it back to get it more loaded. What do you,
you've brought order to the universe. Everything makes sense now.
I've just finally been able to connect with somebody and say, is this a fully loaded spud? Is this spud, I guess, locked and loaded?
I can't believe it took that long.
Go ahead.
For one of us to get into that.
Go ahead and open it.
I'm going to open it, guys. And we're going to take a picture of this. We should take a picture of it because I'm starving. Okay, I'm opening.
I would really like this. And I know we're over time right now.
Yeah.
But I would like just for you to describe to the 12 and a half right now, what do you imagine a fully loaded spud to look like?
I feel like, okay.
Just describe in your mind.
It's a box. It's a box.
Some of you right now might be like, they've been talking about fully loaded spuds for a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
But let's get into...
Let me just tell you that the box is a certain size, and I would expect that it's so loaded that the top of the inside of the box, the lid, is covered with the loadedness.
Even as I open it... It almost pops off.
Right. That the lid almost can't stay on.
Okay, the spud itself. What do you think's happening? It's split open.
Yeah.
What volume of cheese, sour cream?
Like I said, I don't think I'm gonna. I can barely be able to see the actual spud itself. That's what
I'm
expecting.
So you would think the spud itself would be almost so covered with the loadedness that you wouldn't even really.
Right. It's all about the loadedness.
See the spud. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think there's more cheese, more sour cream?
It's more of a forest than the trees.
It's a tree forest.
Yeah.
Would you say, is there more cheese or sour cream?
I would expect more sour cream.
Really?
Yeah.
So just a healthy portion of sour cream, loaded.
Yeah.
A lot of, and chives, obviously.
Like an aspen forest.
There you go.
Yeah.
But plenty of cheese, right?
Yeah. Plenty.
Do you feel that these spuds would be completely lateral?
Yes.
Would they be so loaded that they could not
be
diagonal?
So loaded that they can't be diagonal. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to open it.
All right.
Here I go. This is...
Here, stop. I'm going to do a video of it. I'm going to have to. So we're right now getting ready to open the Jungle Gyms fully loaded spuds. So these spuds are supposed to be fully loaded. Cash, would you say... You're very hungry, right?
Extremely hungry.
Extremely hungry. So Cash has posited that these spuds will be loaded to the point where the top will just pop off and more sour cream, but so much cheese, bacon bits, chives as
thick as an aspen forest.
As far as the day is long.
Yep. Here we go.
And so here we go. These are the Jungle Gyms fully loaded spuds.
Not ideal.
So good.